Andre.
Oh, God. I was so not on one, and 2 seconds of BSing with you, and like, it's a different world we live in. So great.
Yeah, I have that effect on people.
Yeah, it's frankly, it's almost unhealthy how happy you can make me. I think it's kind of troubling, frankly.
That's really, that means a lot, but I
it
will
does.
Say
it does. Like, it's a beautiful relationship we have, I think.
Sometimes,
you know?
I'll like finish the show, go upstairs, and someone will be like, Andre's fucking on one today. And I'll be like, really? We just had a great time downstairs.
God knows what puts me on one, too. That's the other thing. I feel like people should just whisper to you, like, Dre's on one. Go bullshit with him for 2 minutes.
Right, right.
Like,
can you just go to Dre's office around. Say yeah. something stupid?
Yeah. Yeah, like, turn this around. Come on. Like, I can refocus pretty quickly. It's been a real adjustment with my wife, you know? It's like, people get so caught up in the heated messages I deliver and not, like, how quick of a bounce back I can deliver on that.
This is...
You give me 5 to get it out the way.
This is a cultural thing.
Yeah, it's a cultural thing. Uh-huh. You bet your ass it is.
Yep. Allie has the same thing with her family where, like, they can have, like, a screaming match and then 5 minutes later, like, just be talking like everything's normal.
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
Not me.
How long are you dragging that stuff out for? 2 days?
No, it just...
Kate might be on a two-day shit sometimes. Like, what are we doing?
If you yell at me, it hurts me.
Yelling does hurt me too, sadly.
Like, no one in my family yells at each other.
Sensitivity. My elementary school teachers would yell the fuck out of us in Italian school. I think it scarred me for life. Frankly. Yeah.
I'm telling you, the only person I've ever had a screaming match with in my family is my sister, which is obvious.
It happens.
But even that would be like once a year.
It's a classic.
Our fights would be a lot more conniving and backstabbing.
Oh, man. Real Anglo stuff right there. So true. Someone called that waspy. A little waspiness maybe in there.
Waspy.
Huh?
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, the connivingness.
Yeah, yeah.
Tough.
So,
boy, is it a pleasure doing these shows with you.
Interesting thing. It was the last time we did a show together was the NBA draft.
Game 5 preview.
No, the NBA draft.
Of course, yeah. Yeah.
So someone kind of came after you for your picks that day, even though we made a bunch of money.
Right, gave out 9 picks. And doesn't even matter what other bets hit because Kobe Brown to go first round plus 800 hit.
That covered all 9 bets.
Even. But, gosh, go back to shows in January saying, Brandon Miller, second overall, great value, jump on it. It was a 4-unit play for me. I raked it in.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I mean, the week prior, Mitch and I hopped on here, gave you some good bets for the draft. Those I made, like, double-digit units on
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
I still think I'm starting to think from what my Twitter feed says, I'm like the only one making money on the draft. Everyone else is like pissed at Woj the same way they were pissed at Shefty. It's like,
no, they're pissed at Shams.
I think there's something there, Ryan. I think there's something there. Shams, who works for FanDuel, moving the line, or degenerate gambler Michael Jordan moving the line. One or the other, I smell
a rat.
Yeah. Something not good is going on. Ooh. And I hope this doesn't shut down my favorite thing in the world, betting on the draft.
Yeah. Yeah. What Shams is being accused of is that's nasty.
Bro,
work.
That's woo. That's some scorekeeper nefariousness right there.
Also, so obviously everyone comes out and they're going after him, right?
Yeah.
Then I saw someone coming out defending him, speaking in absolutes.
Oh, yeah?
I'm just like, why are you doing that? This is how you make yourself look dumb, when you speak in absolutes about something that you don't know for sure.
We don't speak in absolutes. We just don't do that.
I mean, I might, but I'm usually right if I do.
You had to when you gave me grammar rules.
Yes, I did. And then
I'm not a good one for exceptions, but if there was an exception to
the
rule,
of course.
I need an absolute. It's one all or nothing for this guy.
Yeah, fair.
I'm a simple yet complicated man. You
so,
know.
Do you have a bag for the NHL draft that we can reach into?
It creeped up on me, but I've got a long shot of the night, and I can get the first top 3 exact. So, you know me. When in doubt, I can always come through for something.
Okay.
You're ready for those?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Oh, okay. So this whole draft really revolves around where's Matvei Michkov, super-duper, super-talent of the KHL, Russian prospect, 3-year contract in the KHL, Ryan. But apparently, like, the Russian Patrick Kane. I mean, just super-duper phenom. But how many teams can afford to wait for 3 years?
The Avs.
Well, I mean, the Avs aren't. They want to win now.
That's true.
Fourth overall, San Jose Sharks could be that team. They're still trying to sell off Erik Karlsson. Also, Matty Beniers won Rookie of the Year, whatever they call that in the NHL. That was another play I gave out to you guys way back when. That was another 4 units that multiplied by 2 or 3 in my account. Wait, so your boy's remember, doing well.
Let's try to remember what they call Rookie of the Year. So Coach of the Year.
I have it. Calder Trophy.
Yeah, good job. I was going to say Jack Adams is Coach of the Year.
Yep.
Lady Bing, a person. That goes to like
Holy
the
shit.
The sportsmanship.
Yeah, it's like the best guy.
It's like a combination of competitiveness and spirit of the game.
I don't get. I just know it's Lady Bing. It's more of a feeling, you know. It's more of a feeling in the air. You either know what Lady Bing is or you're a scumbag like me and you don't get it.
The funny thing is, like, Nathan MacKinnon won it. And it's like, I don't know if he's a big sportsmanship guy. He wants to kill you on the ice every night.
Which, hey, I respect that.
Oh, that's why I love
him. He's my kind of guy.
You see that photo of him at the golf course with all the other Denver legends?
No.
You missed the entire Denver Legends golf photo?
Oh, yeah. I'm missing all this golf content.
Man, it was all over the timeline.
Are you retweeting this stuff?
Think about this group of people.
Are you Q-tweeting this stuff?
Okay. I actually tweeted it out natively.
Native tweet?
Native tweet.
Dang.
So
I should be Q-tweeting a native tweet like that.
These are all the people there. Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
John Elway.
Yep. Wow.
Chauncey Billups.
Oh, my gosh.
Nathan MacKinnon.
What?
Eric Johnson. Rod Smith. Terrell Davis. Ed McCaffrey. Andrew Whitworth, for some reason.
Whoa, Andrew Whitworth? No way. Whitman?
I'm going to have to pull up the photo. I almost
Vaughn?
Nailed
was
all
Vaughn
of them.
There?
Oh, here it is. Well, we're not going to be able to see from
Pac-Man?
It's a nice visual aid. Emmanuel Sanders. Mark Schlereth. Adam Foote.
Wow. Footer.
Two rich old guys that I don't recognize.
Dang.
Scott Hastings.
Whoa.
Mike Shanahan. And Brandon Stokely.
Dang.
Yeah, they were raising money, which I wish they were raising money for a better cause.
But that group, I mean.
Because they could have, like, I don't know, solved world hunger with that group raising money.
I know. I mean, any of the previous male generation who raised us and then the one prior to that would have lost their shit at a golf tournament like this.
So they were raising money to support the U.S. Amateur, which is being held at Cherry Hills.
Oh god,
I don't know what they need the money for, but I'm sure they raised a whole lot of it. Check this out though. You built your team.
Let's have
and
a-
I think based on how much you donated to the cause, that's how you got ranked on your draft picks.
Oh wow.
So here's the real kicker of the story, since we're talking about the draft today.
Yeah.
Who do you think went number one overall? And remember, golf ability is important in this.
Peyton.
No.
John Elway.
John Elway, number one overall pick.
Johnny John John.
Number two.
Mike Shanahan.
No, it was Brandon Stokely went number two overall because of his golf chops.
No way. Nathan MacKinnon three?
No, there's no world in which I wouldn't have taken Peyton Manning number one. I don't even care that John's a better golfer. But it was Peyton number three.
Wow.
Hell of a draft.
Hell of a draft indeed.
I gotta make more money so I can be involved in these things.
Damn straight, Rhino. Damn straight. Wow. You had a good golf tournament. Have we spoken since then?
Yeah, my celebrity golf tournament really got upstaged by that one.
Oh, shoot.
It's just like me, Justin Gagey, Neil Smith, and Zach Bye, and Josh Dover hanging out.
Did you get to talk to Lendo White?
Briefly, yeah.
How's he doing these days?
Great. He looks like he could play.
I bet he could.
Yeah. Neil Smith,
That Lando White, Chris Brown backfield. Shame on you, Titans, for never making that work. Shame on you.
Didn't they have Chris Johnson, Lando White?
Yeah. CJ2K.
Yeah. That worked. Chris sure Brown would have worked if he was just healthy.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's get back to your picks. So it's all about where Russian Patrick Kane goes.
Yes. Yes. Russian Patrick Kane. Matvei Mitsov. And, there's some teams at the top of this NHL draft who, unlike the San Jose Sharks, are trying to compete, who think they're closer to competing sooner rather than later.
Like
the Blackhawks. Like the Columbus Blue Jackets drafting at 3. They signed Johnny Hockey last offseason.
Good for them.
And they're doubling down on known bigot Ivan Provorov. So, we gotta really capitalize on that window. The Canadiens, the team Patrick Waugh built, they're also trying to compete. They're drafting 5th overall, So
they were in the cup just 3 years ago.
Gosh, they sure were. Yeah. The bubble year.
Yep.
Yeah. Nuts. Matvei Mitsov, 4th overall, plus 600.
Ooh.
We call that Kobe Brown type use, yes, right there.
Absolutely. That one.
There you go.
Also, the Avs are back to fleecing teams, I see.
Oh, it's so great. I mean, what a time to be alive watching the Avs and Joe Sakic fleece guys.
This is like when
fleece them up.
When you let a player fall to like the Ravens. And everyone's like, why did you let this happen?
That's so true.
That's what the rest of the NHL has to be saying to Tampa Bay right now.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. It's also what people must be saying when they see your like nicely trimmed nose and their nose hairs are disgusting, like coming out, they could braid them. It's like
straight into the mustache.
right. I mean, if you've been on a press box, I haven't done AP writer content in a minute, but that's kind of the AP writer look right there, right? Right into the stash. Not today, my friends, because at manscaped.com you can get the old weed whacker 4.0. I be whacking my weeds with the good homies at Manscaped. And right now you can go to manscaped.com, use a code DNVR when you sign up, and you'll get 20% off plus free shipping, all at manscaped.com. Of course, the weed whacker, my favorite, because I am getting washed and old, but Rhino could suggest many other products. Him and Hank, I don't know what you'd do without Manscaped and all their balms and creams saving you on the golf course.
True.
Every single weekend. It's getting hot again, Ryan.
I know.
I needed more of like a June adjustment to the heat. Now the heat's just intense and I'm not ready. A June adjustment. Double J, as it's known. Not when you've got Manscaped on your side. Manscaped.com. Use that code DNVR for the weed whacker. 20% off plus free shipping.
88 degrees when I tee off today.
Woo!
Gonna need some Manscaped in my life.
There you go. You sure are. You sure are. Okay. Good. We got that out the way. Good for us.
Good for us. By the way, when I just see people that have nose hairs, like visible nose hairs, I'm just like, how do you live like this?
Can you see your mine nose right now?
No.
Okay, thank God.
I'm just like, does your nose just perpetually tickle?
No, but they just start like they creep out.
I don't care. Honestly,
they sneak out on you.
I don't care about the visual part of it. It's all about I'm just uncomfortable for you because I know
a good look.
That it just tickles so much to have long nose hairs.
Yeah, it's not so much the tickle, but it's the look, and they just get you. They just want to keep poke out. And Kate's always like, well, just yank them with your finger. My eyes start watering so hard if I do that. Really hurts.
I kind of get a sick pleasure out of things like
some
that.
Some people are like that. not your boy. Not your boy. I got a sick pleasure out of things I enjoy.
There's just something about just like getting a good grip on it, ripping it out.
Fair enough.
All right, well, let's get to some big threes here.
Yeah, we're
unless you have more draft bets.
No. So Yes Men's National Team plays tonight against St. Kitts and Nevis.
Kittens.
It's St. Kitts and Nevis.
This isn't a real thing.
It's an island in the Caribbean, and, you know, that's CONCACAF for you.
That's wild that they have a squad. With all due respect, I bet it's a great place to hang out.
They'll, like, beat Belize. They only lost 1-0 to Jamaica, and Trinidad Tobago is the only team I've seen in, like, the last year that's beat this national team by 3 goals or more. And Trinidad and Tobago beat them 3-0 exactly, and from what I've read, that game was closer than the score sheet would suggest.
All right, I need guesses around the room. Population of St. Kitts and Nevis.
Oh, gosh. Give me 900.
Nick?
75,000.
Alyssa?
3,000.
2,500. Okay, Nick gets closest to the pin, unless we're doing Price is Right rules.
Price is Right rules, yeah.
47,000.
Oh, darn. Okay, I was way off.
But this is crazy. This is if Denver had a team, and then you divided it by 10.
Oh, be like Western State having a team and competing against other countries. It's insane, bro.
Yeah, it would be like City Park, the area.
Yeah, right.
Having its own team.
Yeah. Yeah, like where I live in Jefferson County, Jeffco. Way more, you know, like we could put a much more stacked team together.
Well, you should be able to, but I don't think you can.
We might
that's what makes St. Kitts and Nevis so impressive.
So, and that's why I'm giving them some respect. I say USA and this third team we're putting out won't beat them by more than 3 goals.
Love that.
Yeah. So we're taking +3.5 with plus money, +140. First half corners, over 4.5. Lots of corners for it. That's not a total. I'm sorry. That should say
just US
4.5 over in the first half. Oh shit. Maybe I combined. Don't quote me on that. We're gonna come to the bottom of this.
It seems like the number would probably be around 9.
It's total corners. First half though, Ryan. First half.
I'm in.
So combined, we're going over -110. And look at this. The Dodgers have now lost, not covered the run line in 9 consecutive games after coming off a win. They come to Coors. They're not covering the run line tonight against the Rocks. There's a little Rocks bet for you. Might be my first of the summer. So there you are. Crack one open on that one.
St. Kitts and Nevis was the site of Great Britain's first Caribbean settlement in 1623.
Whoa. That's crazy.
Yeah. Okay, I like all your picks. Let's go to mine. It's time, Dre. It's time to get Colin Morikawa back in the bet slip. It's been too long.
Dude.
Here's the thing about...
This is the time.
The Rocket Mortgage. It seems like it's always a golfer who I like who wins the Rocket Mortgage. So it might have even been Colin.
Yeah.
The first ever time we hit Colin might have been the Rocket Mortgage.
Right, because I'm getting weird deja vu right now. I was about to say, boy, this pick gets me rocked up because Rocket Mortgage. I was like, I swear I've done that. I did that joke like 2 years ago, I bet.
Yeah, I bet.
It sounds like one I would, right?
Let's look at the Rocket Mortgage winners by year.
Yeah, Rocket Mortgage winners by year.
Rocket Mortgage Classic. So, here we go. 2022, Tony Finau. Big Tone.
Big Tone. Look at that. Top 10. You got him in there. +170.
Yep. 2021, Cameron Davis. 2020, Bryson DeChambeau. So, some we like, some we don't. Anyways, Colin Morikawa is one of the best golfers in the field. It's really like him, Ricky, and Tony in terms of big name, big players who are playing this weekend.
Big Tone.
Beyond that, it's like Hideki Matsuyama, Max Homa, Tom Kim. There is a Justin Thomas in there who I wouldn't mind tossing a little on.
JT. We big JT guys? I thought we were.
I'm a big JT guy. He curses on the course loudly, so I like I like him for that.
He's the more clean cut guy that maybe there was some...
Nope, that's Dustin Johnson.
That's how I remember guys. Yes, yes, yes.
Think Dust, you know, Dust and Johnson.
Totally, totally. Yep. He's got a powder problem, all right. Okay, good.
So anyways, Colin Morikawa to win. We're going to do it again. If we hit Colin Morikawa for like a fourth time out of his five career victories.
It's so stupid how many big bets we've done in the history of this show.
I know. Anyways, Tony Finau top 10. He's playing good golf. He likes the course. He's defending. He's going to get in the top 10 plus 170.
Boom.
And then this is a hate pick because I can't stand Jordan Morris.
Oh, yeah.
But he's such a garbage man. And this is going to be a garbage game.
Hell yeah.
So first goal plus 330.
Boom.
So I'm thinking like someone hits a shot from long. The St. Kitts and Nevis keeper just knocks it down and it goes right to Jordan Morris's foot. He poops it in.
Love it. That sounds like a JMO type of goal. Yep.
Yeah. This is going to be a garbage man city.
That's beautiful. You want to build a U.S. men's national team SGP, throw some corners, throw some overs in there? Or
I think we're good, man.
I think we're good, too. That would be the... There's a pre-cooked one. I took the pre-cooked one, altered it. I went U.S. money line, over 3.5 goals. Though the more we've talked about it, I might go under. And then over 5.5 corners, you get that at minus 155. I've lost value since I first put that down, so not my best work. And our guy, Eminem...
Who?
What's his name? Oh. Matvey Michov.
Mikhail Maltsev.
Yeah, fourth pick to the San Jose Sharks. I famously once in two separate trips worked in San Jose for a whole month.
Really?
That's right.
Not a great place.
No. Oh, my God. It sucked. It really was no fun. Yeah. Working in the tech industry.
I was going to say, it's kind of like just working in the Denver Tech Center.
Yeah, It was weird.
But which, nothing against the Denver Tech Center.
They paid well.
I lived there once, and it wasn't that cool.
Fair enough.
All right, that's going to wrap it up for us today.
Best of luck on all your bets. USA all the way.
We'll see you guys.